Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fabian Gaffke. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Pearson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Finck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Finck. And now, play ball. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fox. Moses reaches second base with a double. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dean for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dahlgren. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Pearson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pearson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses is hit by the pitch. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaffke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dahlgren hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards first. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Gaffke moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink is 0 for 1 in the game. Fink hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Hayes moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Fox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Hayes scores. Finney goes all the way around to score. Moses moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and has Moses trapped. There's the throw to Melillo, who tags Moses for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Gaffke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pearson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuller bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Jack Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hayes is walked intentionally. Herman Finck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finck is 0 for 2 in the game. Finck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaffke strikes out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Finck fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to second. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dahlgren scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Finney trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gaffke. Dean reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to home to get Moses. Dean moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive towards first. Dean catches it and steps on first to double up Werber. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Finck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finck is 0 for 3 in the game. Finck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaffke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.